from KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday, where we talk to our friends from the University of Arizona about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Anthony Kling. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi. Hi, Bridget. Yeah, nice to be on here. Thanks for the opportunity for me to speak on KXEI.
What kind of work do you do in the math department?
So I guess I do a variety of things. My main work, my personal research, it's in this field called arithmetic geometry, which basically uses geometric tools to understand problems in this other area called number theory. And this area primarily is just the study of what you would think of as usual whole numbers. I guess I sort of research objects that arise from wanting to study these.
What do you mean by objects? You mean like pyramids? Are you talking about theoretical shapes?
These things could take on a variety of different forms, like circles, something that's been thought about for, I guess, hundreds and hundreds of years. Just sort of imagining different types of curves that you may think about in 2D space. And so there's interesting questions you could ask about these things. So on a circle, it's like radius 1, centered at like the 0, 0 origin. If you were to graph this, there's only 4 whole number of points. And they turn out to be like the high point, the low point, the most left point, the most right point. There's a lot of things you could then ask from there. Like, how do you actually know that? You're not actually going through every single point on the circle. There's an infinite amount. That's not possible. Another thing is like, okay, we did this circle. What if we change the curve and ask the same question? What can you say there? Is it still 4? Do more show up? Any curve you could think of, you should be able to ask this question, and hopefully you could try to answer it. So that's maybe the origins of my research.
What you're describing is pure math.
Yeah. So like these classical problems from my field of number theory has tons of applications to like cryptography and things like that. The fact that many of these problems are challenging and have yet to be solved, find their way in applications to, I guess, crypto systems. The fact that they are difficult makes these crypto systems, I guess, more secure.
You're working on the math problems of the future.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people in my field think about it. Right now, these aren't being applied, but maybe 30 years in the future, they might find themselves having applications to a lot of things. So my main research is actually on these things called modular forms. You have a circle, but like maybe what's a family of all these circles? And you can think of them as maybe just all these ellipses. They're all like, you know, oval shape. They're very interesting to people who study number theory. By studying these things called modular forms, I could hopefully gain an understanding of these elliptic curves. Currently, I'm on this project called Project Familia. It's a collaboration with 3 other graduate students, and it's being led by Guada Lanzano. Our goal is to create a culturally relevant pre-calculus class for various high schools in Tucson that is maybe a little different from what your usual pre-calculus class might be. For example, one problem just showing some data on the benefits of being bilingual. This is like a big asset that people have. I recently made a question about the benefits of living in an adobe house. I modeled the inside temperature of a house made of concrete and a house made of adobe. When you graph these two together, you sort of realize that during the day, an adobe house will keep your inside cooler than concrete. And what's kind of cool is that during the night, the adobe house will keep the house warmer than concrete. The student would sort of do this investigation on their own and sort of realize what I just concluded. Without directly telling them adobe is better than concrete, just give them the facts and have them do the math to make that conclusion. So it's sort of empowering. Another grad student is making a problem based on how efficient the Navajo code talkers were during World War II compared to maybe some of the machines that they were using. So that's another really cool problem.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
Ideally, I would love to teach at a smaller university, maybe a liberal arts college, maybe starting some undergrad research projects. I think it'd be very cool to implement what I'm doing right now with pre-calculus to maybe higher levels of mathematics.
You've got an eye on the future. Do you ever listen to music, Anthony?
Yeah, I listen to lots of music. I'd probably consider like discovering new music and just listening to music as probably my main hobby. Charlie XCX, Frank Ocean, Nujabes, Tim Hecker, Denzel Curry. I could probably go on, but I'll just stop at 5.
Thank you for being on Thesis Thursdays with us today, Anthony. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure being here. Thank you.